Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Every great startup begins with a simple idea, but with growth comes complexity. That's why so many innovators are on the IBM cloud, like Refinery29 with nearly a billion views a year, or Runkeeper, a training app used by over 50 million runners, or game developers.
Welcome to the this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me. What was I thinking of trying to do this show every day? What was going through my mind? All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's heard every weeknight right here on blogtalkradio.com, and I got a good show lined up for you guys this evening. So, and just so you know, if you want to talk about something else, feel free to post it at the bottom of the screen. I can't see that screen, but you can post it at the bottom of the screen if you have something else you want to talk about now. The phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. Now, it's been a busy day since the debate 2 days ago. And I saw a report on News 1 that said that black people are gradually turning their support toward Trump now. come on. Let's keep it real here. Now, black people are not turning themselves toward Trump. Now, that's not true. See, these polls, right after the debate, they have these internet polls. It don't mean anything. If you ask Republicans, they'll say that Trump win. If you ask Democrats, they'll say that Hillary won. So these polls right now don't mean nothing, because the people who are taking these polls are not taking them with a cross-section of African-Americans, white people, Latinos, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we all know that black folks, for the most part, the ones with a brain, are not supporting Trump, and with good reason. So you know what I need to do? I need to take a quick break. I need to take a quick break right now. And we'll come right back with more of the we'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go.
The Ron Kelly Show, and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
'Cause they coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb.
He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right. Y'all know what it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com every weeknight. If I can ever get myself together here. Every weeknight. Right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. I need a studio producer. That's what I need. I need somebody to be handling this stuff while I'm trying to handle my stuff. Anyway, so we have another shooting. Took place in El Cajon, California, right? The activists out there are dismayed, it says, by the police killing of an unarmed, possibly mentally ill black man in El Cajon, California. And before I go to that, I just want to let you guys know that if any of you have seen the video of a 9-year-old girl at the Charlotte City Council meeting, man, just heartbreaking, just absolutely heartbreaking what this little girl did. Before I move on to the shooting, just heartbreaking what the little girl I don't know if you guys heard it. I know I heard it about 5 or 6 times. I'm sure some of you have heard it. It's been on Facebook, et cetera, about this little girl who went before the Charlotte City Council. And what she did was she pleaded, you know, she was so upset about black folks being killed by police, and not just black women, not just black men, but black women too. And so she went before the council, and she cried practically about what was going on in the what's going on in the black community with police shootings. Now, this happened yesterday. A young girl goes by the name of her name was Ziana Oliphant, 9 years old. She climbed up a stepladder, actually, to speak at the podium before a tense city council meeting. Now, what she said was, it's a shame. She said that it's a shame, right? She said it's a shame that, she said that it's a shame that, the fathers and mothers are killed and we can't see them anymore. Had tears streaming down her face, right? It's a shame that we have to go to their graveyard and bury them, and we have tears. We shouldn't have tears. We need our fathers and mothers to be by our side. And she made her tearful statements during a highly charged, emotional city council meeting, the first city council meeting after the protests over the police shooting of Keith Scott. Now, there was a bunch of people there, and they're actually asking for Mayor Jennifer Roberts and the police chief, who's black, of Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department. They asked for him to resign too. Now, my problem is that in Tulsa, for example, with the other shooting in Tulsa that took place. Now you have a white chief of police. You have a white chief of police, and you have a white, a shooter. The police officer was white. And now they came out with the video right away. They said, you're not going to have any. It's going to be transparent. And they came out with the video right away with no problem. Now you have this black police chief who, why does this keep moving? You have a black police chief who keeps saying that he's not going to release the video. You know, what's going on with that? I really had a problem with that. You would think he would have been more forthcoming and just released a video, but he did. So So this young girl, man, I mean, you know, when I listen to this video, watch this video, when I listen to this young girl, like, crying about black men and women going to prison. Now, see, the problem with this thing here is, right, you know, this young girl, now, what people are going to say to the other side, the right, the religious right, the right-wingers and the GOP, Republicans, what they're going to say if this little girl was a plant, that we put her up to it. That's what they're going to say. But this was a very, it was heartbreaking to hear this little girl talk about what happened, you know, with these killings of African-American people, you know. I thought that was very touching. I mean, I kind of got a little misty-eyed from watching it, you know, this little girl crying and pleading. Pleading for blacks, for the police to stop shooting black people. Now, just hours later, now they're saying that I saw something that the former police commissioner of New York City, Bernie Kerik, posted a report that came from the Charlotte Police Department that says that this young man, this brother, had a gun. They have a picture of it and everything. Now, but like I said last night, now you can see, if any of you have seen the self, if any of you, if this moves again, I'm going to throw it away. If any of you have seen the cell phone video of the, that the wife took, Keith Scott, if you've seen that video, you can see where the video ends and you can see the area near Keith's feet, there's no gun there. But in the still shot that was taken by the Charlotte Police Department, there is a gun there. So how did that gun get there? You know, so there's still a question of whether Keith Scott had a gun or not. That's still part of the question. Now, and I'm going to tell you, now I go to, when I go to work in the morning, I go to work at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to be to work at 3 o'clock in the morning because I had a job like anybody else besides this. And you know, when I'm driving to work, and I'm going to tell you, when I'm driving to work, I do. I mean, while I'm not, like, afraid, but I do worry. Well, I kind of keep my fingers crossed that I don't get pulled over and something happens to me. And so I think it's a growing concern amongst black men that we're going to, you know, go take a drive or go to work or something and get killed. You know, it's a growing concern. The Ron Kelly Show was sponsoring a child to go to a trip, go on a trip to Washington, D.C. to visit the African-American Museum, the brand new African-American Museum at the Smithsonian Institute. You know, we're sponsoring someone to go. We're sponsoring someone to go on that trip. So if you guys, you know, I'll post the information on my Facebook page about the trip. The money has to be in by the 10th of October. It's a bus ride going to Washington, D.C. And it's kind of historic because this is President Obama's last term in office. So the clock is ticking, winding down. So what's going to happen is I'll post the information on my Facebook page. And you guys can check it out. All the information is there. Who should call? Winnie Harrison, I believe, is sponsoring it. And the Ron Kelly Show is going to pay for a kid to go on this trip. I don't like bus rides. So we're gonna pay for a kid to go on this trip. And if you want to put your money where your mouth is, you can do that too. When I put the information up on the Facebook page, you can check it out. And you can... you know, and you can, you know, see your way clear. If you got to get together with somebody else, tickets are like $100. So if you got to chip in with somebody else to do it, that's fine. If you want to go, whatever the case may be, come out and support this bus ride that's going down to Washington, D.C. Okay. So we had another shooting in El Cajon, California, of a black man, possibly. Now, this isn't the black channel. You know, we're going to talk about some other things too. But activists have been dismayed by the police killing of an unarmed, possibly mentally ill black man in El Cajon, California, Wednesday, and demanded today, rather, that the authorities release the video of the shooting and a federal probe into the man's death. Now, as of today, the police haven't really As of today, there hasn't been any information forthcoming about the shooting, aside from a still photograph showing a man in what authorities describe as a shooting stance facing off with two officers. Now, if you go to Facebook right now, you go to the CNN page, and you can see, they can, you know, it's pretty clear to me that the guy doesn't have a gun. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I'm laughing at what somebody posted. Steve lives, works in Mars Plains. Yeah, I've been to Mars Plains, Mars Town area. Ooh, scary for an African, for a black person. Now, if you go on, I'm looking at a picture on my computer screen. Chris Stewart is the attorney for the family. I'm looking at a picture, a still photograph. You have a police officers on either side. Now, it looks pretty clear to me. If you can relate to this, you want to go to Facebook right now. I guess you are on Facebook. You go to the CNN page. That's where I'm seeing this at. There's a white pickup truck in the background, and the police officer is only a couple of feet away from the man. You know, and the man is in a shooting stance like he's going to shoot somebody, but I can't see a gun. You know, I don't see a gun here. Reverend Shane Harris, who was the president of the San Diego chapter of the National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton's organization, called releasing the photo cowardly. Harrison, who said he had spoken to the dead man's family, was one of several speakers addressing reporters in front of the El Cajon Police Department. Now, we do not trust local prosecutors to investigate local police, explaining the family's desire for a federal investigation. Now, you see, if you can see this picture, I hope you guys who are watching watching the broadcast can see this picture of this brother. And he is in a shooting stance. He is in a shooting stance. But now, this happened yesterday. And the police, allegedly, the sister of this man had called the police department, the sister of the man. And this happened yesterday afternoon. And the police responded to a 911 call reporting an African-American man in his 30s who was behaving erratically behind the restaurant at the Broadway Village Shopping Center. This is what the report says. Now, the man was not acting like himself. So, I mean, if you don't know him, how do you know how he acts? And he had been walking in traffic, they said, endangering himself and motorists. So but what happened was a woman called, claiming to be the guy's sister, a woman. And she told the dispatcher that the man was mentally ill. Now, whoever this woman was called 911. She said she was his sister and told the dispatcher that he was mentally ill and he was unarmed. But they haven't been able to confirm if the caller was a man's sister. Now, this person has disappeared. Nobody knows where she is, you know, and they're asking her to come forward, whoever this chick was. It was almost an hour before the police even got there, 50 minutes. It was almost an hour. And once they arrived, they said the man kept his hands in his pockets and while pacing back and forth. The second officer prepared a taser, and the man rapidly drew an object, placed both hands on it like you would be holding a firearm, and stood in a shooting stance. Now, nobody is saying what kind of, what was found, what he actually had in his hands, but apparently it was not a gun. So, this is, you know, another example. Now, what this sounds like is that he may have been mentally ill. You know, that's what this sounds like. The guy was mentally ill. And so, you know, this is we have another shooting of a black man, you know, by the police. And so this man in this shooting stance, I guess that's supposed to justify the fact that he got killed. I really get pissed off when I read, because I'm linked up socially, social media wise, rather. I'm on LinkedIn. And white people just, and I'm not saying all white folks, but white people, many of them just don't get it. You know, they can't relate to it, so they don't get it. You know, they just don't get it. They don't get how, you know, I read so much from, I read many responses. I post a lot on LinkedIn. I post mostly on LinkedIn and Twitter. And white people just don't get it. They don't get the fact that, they don't get it that racism actually exists. Because what happens is, like, white folks who don't practice racism they just ignore it. They act like it doesn't exist when it really does. But they, you know, they don't, because it's, they have no, you know, they can't relate to it because they haven't been pulled over. They haven't been made to lay on the ground in the rain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they can't get with it, you know. And this is a problem. And many of them say, well, you should have just complied. Okay, well, resisting arrest is not the death penalty. You know, you don't get the death penalty for resisting arrest. You know, and I know many of my brothers out there are afraid to, you know, when a cop car gets behind me, I get nervous, you know. And it's not because I don't have a license or insurance or anything like that. That's not why I get nervous. But I get nervous because, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out. Because even when we do comply, more often than not, it ends up in death. But we are going to take a break right now, right quick. And we'll be back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching having in society?
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for taking time out from your busy schedule to chill with me for a few. And I know we go in and out. We do what we have to do. I know I listen to the radio. I listen to 100 different shows a day. So, you know, I listen to one for a few minutes. I listen to another one for a few minutes. And that's how we do. So getting back to this now, you know, let me let you know that the phone number here is 646-668-2838. We're going to find a radio station to do this from, you know, pretty soon when it's reasonable. 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. You can catch me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Show. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. So we have another kid. We have another shooting of an African-American man. And there are protests. There are going to be protests in El Cajon, California, where this took place. This is like right near Los Angeles. And it's going to be, there's going to be protests, you know, while the police investigate this. But see, now California California no longer uses grand juries for police involved shootings. So this won't be handled by a grand jury. Because grand juries are, you know, you can't trust a grand jury because people, you don't know who you're dealing with when it comes to grand juries. And that, because 99% of the time the cases are no bill because grand juries don't ordinarily convict police officers. But now, you know, being a police officer, you know, is, you know, back in the day, people used to respect the police back in the day when Officer Joe Bolton and all that type of stuff, you know, we had the police officers used to walk the beat. And when I was a little kid, we all knew who the cops were. I mean, not, you know, we knew who they were because they walked the beat. They interacted with us, you know, in the community. They knew our parents, and they knew who we were, and we knew who they were because they wouldn't drive through back then. They would walk. And I remember they used to have those tricycles. They didn't have the motorcycles back then. They had the tricycles. And so with the police, we knew the police. They knew us. They knew my parents, and we knew who they were. And we had a relationship with the police back in the day. You know, we knew who they were, and it wasn't an antagonistic relationship. It wasn't the way things are today. You know, we had it was good back in the day. You know, because the police walked through the neighborhood, they walked through the community. They didn't always drive through like they do now. So when the police drive through the community, now what has happened is that now the relationship between the people and the police has been lost, you know. And you have police officers today who are not from the area they live. They come from areas where there are hardly any black people. So there's a disconnect between you know, between the humanities. There's a disconnect between the police officers and the people, and people in black communities. Now, I don't know if it's just they just say that black people are angry and watch out for us. You know, I'm sure some of that goes on too, where they just say that black people are just antagonistic. Like, you know, in the case in the Tulsa shooting, where the guy says, well, he looks like a bad dude. And he was 1,000 feet in the air in a helicopter. And he says that the guy looked like a bad dude, which I really couldn't understand that. How can you tell he's a bad dude from 1,000 feet in the air? So I think there is a perception within the police departments that black people are aggressive, we're dangerous, we don't comply, and this type of thing. I think there is a disconnect between us and them, you know, which needs to be bridged at some point, because we can't keep going on with this, people getting killed left and right, black folks being shot left and right. We can't keep going on with that. So we're going to, you know, hopefully at some point we'll be able to do something about that now. I want to shout out to comedian. I want to shout out to him who came up in Forbes magazine, one of the richest, the little black dude, one of the richest. Matter of fact, he's the richest. You know, it came out of the news today that Kevin Hart is the richest comedian, $87.5 million. It's a lot of money. You know, Kevin Hart, $87.5 million. So shout out to him. He is pulling down the dollars. I'm not mad at you, my brother. You know, keep making it as long as you can make it. Wow, that's a lot of money. But yeah, so we there's a lot of work to do. You know, again, we need the police officers. I have a problem with a world that didn't have police officers. We all would, because if you can't dial 911, I mean, you're going to be in trouble. And at some point, no matter how you feel about the police, at some point you're going to need them. You know, at some point you're going to need them. So, like I said yesterday, now this isn't a, this, you know, yeah, there is some institutionalism here. There is some, you know, there are some patterns. There are some patterns with the police where they, where there is a pattern. There is some things are institutionalized with how they feel about us and how we feel about them. Yes, it is. But we're gonna have to get it together, because we can't have the police going out shooting people who are not armed. And so I'm hoping that we can bridge the gap between the police and ourselves at some point. This is Ron Kelly's show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. I'm on every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're about halfway through it right now. And if you had something you need to say, you can. This is most liked feed. Yeah, okay. If you have something you want to talk about, you know, feel free to do that. It's the phone number here. The phone number to the studio is 668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Or you can type it in the bottom of the page on the Facebook video. You can post it there. I tell you about, but you got to give credit to the Paterson, New Jersey, Montclair, to Northern New Jersey area, where, you know, we haven't had any issues here for a while with the police, as far as like somebody getting shot without a gun. To my knowledge, we haven't had a lot of problems here. So you got to give credit to, you know, Sheriff Burdnick and some of the other people, Spizzy Al and some of the other people that are in charge, whose officers, you know, for the most part, do the right thing, because we haven't had people getting killed around here since that young boy did years back. In Paterson. But since then, it's been pretty cool, so you have to give credit where credit is due. Okay. On my Twitter feed, I see some things on my Twitter feed that are coming from some of the people who listen to the program, you know, all across the country. But the Ron Kelly Show is really a nationwide show. It's not just a local show. There are a lot of people who are listening to the program right now who can't see me because they can't see the Facebook feed. They're not friends of people I know, so they can't see the Facebook feed. But they are saying what they have to say on Twitter. So I thank them for that. And also the emails that I've been getting from people like in North Dakota. I'm like, wow, somebody in North Dakota actually listens to me. Well, yeah, they do. So I appreciate that as well. The problem that I have with you don't hear anything about Kaepernick anymore, by the way, I just wanted to say, you don't hear anything about Kaepernick anymore since the two shootings that took place practically back to back. You don't hear anybody kicking Kaepernick's back. And as a matter of fact, I haven't heard anybody say anything about him since this happened. Before that, he used to keep his mouth shut. He's a second-string quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. So he's a second-string quarterback, so that means he's not supposed to talk, I guess. But, so now I'm trying to read this tweet. I'll get back to it in a few minutes. But, so there's a lot of killing in the black community. Somebody got killed in I'm in Northern New Jersey. Hey, everybody who's listening to the program, Northern New Jersey, near Newark, Paterson, Irvington, East Orange, South Orange, in that area. And, you know, we protest when somebody gets shot. We hit Facebook like crazy. We start tweeting and posting it. But when somebody gets shot in the black community, when one black person shoots another, the biggest response I've seen was when they killed that little girl, Nazira Bug, I think her name was. When they killed her, you know, there were people down at City Hall protesting. The Nazira Bug, the little girl that got killed in Paterson. People were down in City Hall protesting. But if the person is of age and the black person gets killed, then, you know, by another black person, we don't say anything. It's like, oh, well, you know, par for the course. It's what happens around here. And we don't say anything. So I wouldn't say that white folks have a point when they say, why don't we protest when one black person kills another? But why don't we? Why don't we? All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come off the Facebook feed. I want to thank those of you who watched the program so far. We're going to come off the Facebook feed and go on to Periscope, where we normally are. We're going to take a break. We're going to come off to Facebook and we're going to go to Periscope. So I will take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of my show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on blogtalkradio.com.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can know what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's just a few minutes past the hour. Actually, it's 24 minutes before the hour. It's 24 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be talking tonight about the police shooting, and we're talking about the little girl who testified, I should say, in front of the Charlotte City Council. Now, this chief, I talked a little bit about this chief, Kerr Putney, who is the Charlotte Mecklenburg police chief. Now, you know, this guy, you know, I have a problem with him, you know, because I think that he should be a little bit more forthcoming. You would think because he was an African-American that he would be a little bit better with this. But see, I think that what happens, right, now, and they've said this, how black police officers flip, you know, and they go, when once black police officers go behind a blue wall, they go behind a blue wall and they don't come back, you know, and this has been a problem. This has been somewhat of a problem in the, this has been a problem that black people, the black officers kind of, you know, toe the line because they're afraid they'll get the garbage assignments. They'll be crossing kids across the street, you know. They'll have to work the overnight shift or whatever the case may be. So black police officers are afraid because of what could happen. So anyway, it's, you know, it's 22 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 646-668-2828, 646-668-2838. We're going to get somebody in here to produce the program. Help me produce the program, so we're going to take care of that pretty soon, so we'll have a more fluid, more flowing situation here than we've had over the last couple of nights. So I'm just settling in here, trying to get together, right? Just settling in, trying to get together. Because we're doing a show every night now, and let me tell you something. If you haven't done radio, try doing it by yourself. It's very, very difficult. 646-668-2838. Go to my Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show, on Facebook, or you can tweet me on Twitter. It's theronkellyshow.com. Now, I talked a little bit about the polls earlier. Now, the polls, you can't really believe, especially the ones right after the debate. You know, and I saw something on News One. News One was just a black channel. I saw something on News One that said that that the people, black folks are increasingly, black folks are increasingly moving over to this guy's side. I don't believe that. We'll take a break and we'll talk about that in just a moment. And it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
If you hadn't heard Ron Kelly, this is what you could be missing.
That's right. And Bill Clinton running around trying to impugn somebody else's integrity. Can you say mop the floor?
Just because white folks are voting for Barack Obama don't mean that we have overcome.
White people are in control of everything. You know,
it's the NBA. Who's in charge of the NBA? Who's in control of the NBA?
The people who own the team.
The Ron Kelly Show with
All right, we're back from break. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon, and this evening, rather. And, you know, I missed a caller from the 918 area codes. You can call back. 918, what's that, California? Anyway, you can call back. It's 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Our black folks, we got to get it together. You know, we have got to get it together. And I know you're probably, you know, some of y'all out there probably saying, like, why is he, you know, and I'm not beating up on my, I love my people. Trust me. I love my people. I love being black, man. I love my angry black women. that's another show. But anyway, yeah, you know, we have got to get it together. We got to get it together because, you know, we don't have our thing together. People are going to be looking at us like, you know. So President Obama put out a program called My Brother's Keeper, you know, and I was involved with it for a minute. But I didn't want to stay involved with it because the people who were inviting me into it weren't thorough. You know, I want to be, you know, if I'm going to be with somebody, I need to be with somebody who's thorough. I can't be messing around with somebody who's you know, missing meetings and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and so I kind of, you know, kind of just like slid away from it because it wasn't doing me any good. But now, you know, this is the program that was started by President Obama, My Brother's Keeper, you know. And we got a lot of radical thinking out there. With our organizations now, we have, you got National Action Network, you got NAACP, you got Urban League, you got, you know, 5%ers. You got so many different people doing so many different things. But we need to bring it together, but we all can be doing the same thing, you know, because there's so many different organizations. And some people, you know, some of them are religious, some of them are you know, procedural. And we got 20,000 different organizations out there, but nobody is doing the right thing. So we do need to bring some of these organizations together because we got a big problem out here. We have a big problem, you know, and this is something that we need to take care of. So, again, we are going to sponsor a child to go on this trip to, the information will be on my Facebook page because I have it in my phone. And I can't touch my phone right now, but the information will be on the phone and we'll get it together. All right. So we're talking about this chief, Kerr Putney, Charlotte police chief, arrogant brother, you know, arrogant as far as I'm concerned. He, you know, he's an arrogant man. You know, and you don't want to give up the tapes. You don't want to let anybody see the video. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, if I didn't do anything wrong, then I don't mind somebody seeing the video. But he doesn't want anybody to see this video. So, yeah, he doesn't want anybody to see the video. So, and I don't understand why. I don't get it. I mean, if there's nothing wrong, if you didn't do anything wrong, then why don't you want to show the video? Oh. Yeah, there we go. All right, what's up, everybody? What's up, my Periscope peoples? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com now. In order to hear the callers, you're going to have to log into the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can check us out that way. You know, we got a lot going on. We just had the debates the other day. You know, Hillary, Trump has been dominating news ever since. You know, since he stepped into the race, and I personally don't believe that Trump thought he would win. I think that he's just kind of going with the flow because he, you know, Trump is a businessman. I don't think Trump wants to be a president because in order for Trump to be president, he's going to have to give up his business interests in order for him to be president. I don't think he's ready to do that. We'll see what happens with that. But now we got this. We have another person killed. One more. Another person killed by police in El Cajon, California. And the community is outraged after this shooting. Now, this is the report that came out 4 minutes ago. The people are upset because... Now, there's a picture. If you go to CNN, there's a picture. If you go on any news site, you'll see the picture. You see the picture. Now, what happened with this El Cajon thing, if you haven't heard, is that the woman claiming to be the man's sister did call the police and ask for some assistance. Now, after almost an hour, the police finally got there. And, they finally got there, and the man confronted them as if he was going to shoot them. Okay, if you go on to any news site, you can see the pictures of the guy. He was 30 years old, and the woman who claims to be his sister has disappeared. Nobody can find her. They're looking for this lady who claims to be the sister. Now, this man was killed by the police, and you can see that he is in a crouching stance, like he's going to shoot somebody. You know, he is in a crouching stance, but he is not. He does not. It doesn't appear, even from this picture, doesn't look like he has a gun. But he is in a crouching stance, and the police officers are in a crouching stances as well. Now. The people are up in arms about this, and rightfully so, because too many brothers are getting killed by the police. You know, you got it over and over and over again, where brothers are getting killed we got to put a stop to this. You know, it's about 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And I apologize to my people. I usually have my show nice and tight, but I've been a little off. But I'm going to work on that and make sure I get things together because it was just starting to do the show every day. You know, and it's very hard to produce a radio show every day. So, but we'll get it together. You know, we'll definitely get it together. I'll get it together. And I apologize to my people who usually listen to my program. Because ordinarily, I really have a really tight show, and I know what I'm going to say, and I know what I'm going to do. But having to, and I'm not making any excuses. My show should be better. So we're going to take care of that in the very near future. When the program does air, we'll make sure that it's tight, that everything is together, the show prep is done the right way. You know, because I went to school for this stuff, so there's no excuse for that. But, we're going to take care of all of that really soon. All right, we're going to take off. We're going to end the show right here. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. We're going to end the show. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. And remember that let's keep your heads up, everybody. Let's keep your heads up. I'll talk to you soon.